Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is New Mexico State University College of Education Professor of Learning, Design, and Technology, Dr. Lauren Cifuentes, to talk to us about the importance of remote learning. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What is the importance of remote learning, and how can schools prepare and adjust?
Well, this is an exciting time for remote learning. Obviously, it's kind of joined the mainstream now because of COVID-19. It was well on its way to joining the mainstream, but this accelerated the process considerably. So most schools now around the world are using the internet to help deliver educational services to students. So for those of us who have been in distance learning and online learning for a long time, it's actually an exciting time for us because we see what an incredible savior it's been for this period of time during the epidemic. So, you know, remote learning is helping us deliver educational services, and how can schools adjust? It's been a very tough time for schooling and for school administrators, school teachers, students in schooling. Everyone is having a hard time. We can adjust by working closely with caregivers, people, the adults in the home who are taking care of children and aren't used to guiding their educational experiences. And now they have to balance. Many parents are working full-time. They're taking care of multiple children, perhaps. They're stressed. Some parents are suffering with access to food and housing and whatnot. So we're going through a real rough time. And they can adjust by setting routines. Really, a very useful tool right now is for adults to sit down and take the time to structure their day and structure their week in such a way that they know how much time they're spending online and each person in the household is spending online. Very often, they're sharing one computer. Schools are providing computers to students, and that's helping a lot. But we don't want students always on screen time. So, you know, ideally, teachers are creating mini lessons that they give and then send students off to do the work of the curriculum to some extent, either on their own or online in collaboration with their peers. And we don't want teachers spending all day online, and we don't want students spending all day online. We want them to be doing educational activities both on and off screen. But using the computer is pretty powerful. Teachers and students can take advantage of the literally millions of online resources. And most of these are free. Many of these are free. And interactive tools that are provided by, for instance, New Mexico PED, National Science Foundation, the Library of Congress. There are incredible numbers. All states right now, because of COVID, have developed curricula online. And that's just incredibly useful. And students can work through some of those activities on their own or collaboratively with their peers or with their instructor. But instructors shouldn't be online all day, and students shouldn't be online all day. So teachers need to develop active, engaging assignments that send students off to work, perhaps on websites separate of them to explore their home, to explore their yard. There are materials in most homes that can be parts of science experiments and such. But we do know that different families have different resources and different access to supports. So we need to keep that in mind. As teachers, we have to keep in mind that people have unequal resources, and we have to advocate for students and families and help them gain access to resources, not just online resources, but also community resources. Everyone needs to know that in New Mexico, we're all part of communities, and we need to help each other out to get through this issue. New Mexico State has received a $500,000 grant from the state to help Southern New Mexico schools with their transition from fully face-to-face to some are doing blended, some are doing fully online programming. But this grant is to help support families and caregivers with their social and emotional and physical needs. So we want to keep in mind that people can't enjoy an educational opportunity if they don't have enough exercise, they don't have enough sleep, they don't have enough nutrition or social life. And COVID-19 is challenging that for people. So we just need to bend, I think, as educators right now, and know that everybody needs support. Everyone that I know anyway is working very hard to make this work for themselves and for others. We need to help people set priorities and take care of their emotional, physical well-being first.
Now, you mentioned the grant that NMSU received, and many of the schools are also, New Mexico is also providing, you said, computers. But what about remote areas that don't have Wi-Fi? How are the students handling that?
The state has tried hard to make sure that every child does have access. Even in the colonias.
What about partnering with adults at home? Is it easy for students to do that?
Well, it's hard on parents, and it is hard on adults if they're not used to doing that. So it's somewhat common for parents to help their children with their learning. But if a child lives in a household where that's not part of the family routine or the home routine, then it's a challenge. And that's why I think that setting routines, both daily and weekly, is such an important task. Kids aren't necessarily used to their parents helping them with their education. And right now, that is what needs to happen. We've got to have every child needs someone at home, an adult at home, to support their learning.
The new year looks like many students will be able to go back, especially the younger students, and high school and college still will be online.
That is true in our area. And the university is going to continue to monitor the situation and be flexible. And if everything is okay, then we'll probably go back to some extent after more people are vaccinated. Yes, we're all going to be learning online. And I think many of us are very comfortable with that. That's one of the upsides of this situation, is that people are learning how to develop online instruction. They're learning how to teach online, and they're getting good at it. And what they're learning is that it works. So, you know, for probably the past 20 years, there have been doubts about whether or not online learning is as good as face-to-face learning. And what people are learning is that it can even be better. When it's well-designed, online learning can be fabulous. If it includes lots of interaction among peers and with instructors, with adults, if it includes a lot of engagement where students are being active, they're not sitting and listening, for instance, to a teacher, rather they are actively interacting with content. If it includes collaboration with peers, that's a very positive thing. And if students can get a sense that they're part of the school community, even though they're at home, that's also really important. So people are starting to learn that online tools make a very positive educational contribution. So that's one of the upsides. I also think this has been a great opportunity for children and youth to gain digital literacy, to learn how to learn from technology tools rather than just, you know, simply socialize or just say, hey, you, or whatever. They're learning how to use these tools. They're powerful tools for learning. They're learning how to access all of those free resources that I mentioned earlier. And I think it's really incredible. That upside is fantastic. Families are having mountains of responsibilities and stressors. And if kids can learn how to learn online, that's going to relieve a lot of stress. Students will know where to go to get resources to solve the educational questions that arise for them as they're learning. They don't always need to be guided by an adult. The tools online, if they know how to use them, they can just be constantly learning.
So they can learn to be more independent.
That's my hope. I think it's the hope of others. This is a difficult time, but if we can grab this opportunity and help kids how to learn independently and responsibly, the internet, of course, can be a dangerous place. And there's so much misinformation on the internet. But if we can help kids take this opportunity to help students learn how to learn online responsibly and safely, that'll be an upside of this year
Is that something we can look forward to in the future?
I believe it is. I think that the situation that we've been in has opened our eyes to the power of technology and the tools that are online, the resources that are online. And now that our eyes are open, I don't see us ever going back to not wanting to use the power of those tools.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about the importance of remote learning and what we're going to look forward to in the future. Dr. Lauren Cifuentes, Professor, College of Education, Learning Design and Technology at New Mexico State University. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Emily, for inviting me.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.